Singer-songwriter Rachel Curtis is best known for now as a contestant on the 2018 season of American Idol, but that will change because Curtis is the complete artist. She's a composer, instrumentalist, and singer whose music crosses genres of folk, country, pop, and rock. Based out of Lansing, Michigan, Curtis performs as a one-woman band with guitar, mandolin, piano, percussion, and foot tambourine in her arsenal, along with being an American Idol contestant. She has been the opening act for nationally touring musicians such as the iconic Gladys Knight in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Her first EP, Senses, was released in May of 2018 and was nominated for WICE Best Album of the Year. She is working on new music and is scheduled to open for Cole Swindell, Chris Jansen, Tracy Lawrence, and Claire Dunn in June 2019. Rachel Curtis is performing in Grand Rapids on Tuesday, April 9th at Fountain Street Church for WGVU's pop-up concert at 6:30 p.m. The pop-up concert will be a combination of performance, interview, and interaction with the audience. Here's the song Senses from Rachel Curtis.
Like patience under my ears, like a soft breeze drifting through the air. I hear music dancing in my soul. Vibrant colors burst through my eyes like a splash of dying water.
I spoke with Rachel Curtis by telephone and asked her how her musical journey began.
Starting out at a young age, I just have always had kind of this drive to want to sing and perform. When I was younger, I started out doing, you know, little talent shows here and there, but I really had to get over my nerves first. I was very nervous and I didn't really want to perform in front of people. But yet at the same time I did. So I just had to kind of get over that. So I started off doing talent shows. And then as I got older, I started doing, you know, musicals at school and singing at church. And slowly was able to get over the nerves. And that's what really kind of started my whole musical career, I guess.
And when did you start becoming an instrumentalist?
That is still pretty recent to me. Right out of high school, I started singing with a duo called Rachel and Alex, and he did most of the instrumentation, and then I just started learning from him. So it's only been about 6 years that I actually started playing instruments. I was always around it. My dad played guitar by ear. But I kind of always focused on singing growing up. And then when I started playing shows, I realized, you know, I really would like to actually start learning guitar. And I picked up the guitar and mandolin and the foot pedal with my feet. And it all just kind of happened all at once.
Well, 2018 was a really big year for you with American Idol, and you released your debut EP, Senses. What's it been like since 2018?
I feel like 2018 just happened so fast. I not only, you know, I was on American Idol and then I released my EP and then I got the chance to open for Gladys Knight at Meyer Gardens. And it had always been like a goal and dream of mine to perform there. And then to top it off with Gladys Knight, it was just like a dream come true. And then I always grew up watching American Idol. So it was just a crazy experience. And then also in 2018, I got married and he proposed to me the same year. So 2018 was definitely on the charts for me. And I feel like it really put my career in a direction that I want to go. And I'm really thankful for all the opportunities. But definitely when it rains, it pours, you know, good and bad. So
And are you working on a new album?
Yeah, so I just got back from Minneapolis, Minnesota. My brother-in-law has his own recording studio there, and I am about to release probably about 5 different songs. And I'm really excited because I think this time around I'm going to release like one at a time just so listeners can really absorb one song at a time rather than like a whole album. And I feel like the direction I went with these songs rather than my other ones is I kind of discovered who I am as an artist, you know. I feel like growing up, I listened to so many different genres of music, you know, from opposite sides of the spectrum, that I had all this inspiration and education in different styles, and I loved all of them, but I wasn't really sure exactly which ones I wanted to focus on and write in my music. And like last year, you know, I opened for Gladys Knight, who is, you know, R&B soul. And then this year I'm doing more of like country festivals. So this new music that I'm about to release is kind of like a mix of that. And I feel like a lot of the country crossover music that you hear today has some blues influence in that as well. So I'm really excited to see how listeners can realize that in the music.
Well, now you're coming to Grand Rapids to perform at the WGVU pop-up concert. This is going to be a short set followed by a dialogue with both an interviewer and the audience. Have you ever participated in anything like this?
Not exactly this intimidating, I'm not going to lie. It's easier for me to sing than actually like talk in front of an audience. So even right now, I'm kind of nervous, but I think as a musician, when you're faced with things that make you uncomfortable and vulnerable, that's when you grow. So I'm definitely really excited to experience that and also get a chance to talk about my music and dive deeper into the meanings of what I have written. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Now, over time, you've been performing now for some time. How do you feel that your actual stage presence and the way that you present your music has evolved over the last couple of years with all this stuff happening?
I think definitely in the beginning when I was first performing, it was hard for me to kind of connect with the audience and be willing to talk to them just because, you know, that kind of intimidated me. And you know, as far as singing versus talking in front of an audience, I'd rather, you know, sing. So I think definitely I've grown with that and just realized that being yourself and, you know, saying things you normally say in just a one-on-one conversation is totally okay in front of, you know, a bigger audience. I actually have a really funny story. I was in Detroit doing a show one time, and it was a very intimate setting, and it was in a basement, and so it was in the winter, and I didn't have, like, good socks on, but the people that, like, hosted the show, they wanted everybody to take their shoes off, so I had these, like, really, I think they were my husband's socks on, and so I took them off, and a lady noticed, like, oh, your feet must be really cold, so she had, like, yoga socks in her bag. And she just gave them to me. So I feel like that right there just made me realize how understanding people are. And they almost want to see that you're kind of like a normal person and like uncomfortable too on stage. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Singer-songwriter Rachel Curtis, she's performing Tuesday, April 9th, tomorrow at Fountain Street Church in a WGBU pop-up concert, doors opening at 6:30 p.m.
Fortune or fame won't cure.
Before Midday, I'm Scott Vanderwerf.